What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Lexi Howell, and I am super excited to have a conversation with you today. I know it's been a minute since I've uploaded an episode, but we're back and we're better than ever. And I think over the past few months, I've learned a lot about the Lord, and there's been some things that He has revealed to me in His kindness. And now I feel like I have the opportunity to share it with you. So I'm so excited over the next several episodes to kind of break down what God has kindly revealed to me about my life and about His character and what He has for us and what the scriptures say and how we are to live and all the good things that God does. Really, the first thing that I want to talk about with you guys, if we can be honest and we can be real, is our struggles. We all struggle with something. In fact, when you hear the word struggle, there may be a certain struggle of yours that comes to mind. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe you gossip. Maybe you do this or you do that or you don't do this. And we all struggle with something. In fact, scripture says, Jesus Himself says, in this world, you will have essentially struggle. Different translations says tests and trials or anything, temptations, different things like that. But essentially, you and I are going to struggle. We've been struggling since the beginning of time, and we will continue to struggle until the end of time. But there is hope for us in our struggle. On my way home, actually, from youth, I serve with the youth ministry at my church. And on my way home, the Holy Spirit, in His kindness, revealed to me the reason for the struggle. Simply put, you and I struggle. We know this. So struggling is inevitable. I don't know about you, but I get very frustrated when I struggle with something, especially if it's like a habitual sin of mine or something that has knocked me down constantly throughout the years. I get very frustrated when I succumb to that struggle once again. And so the Holy Spirit was letting me know last night that if the struggle is inevitable, then there must be something that God wants to show us in the struggle. And there is. Number one, He wants to show us that there is victory in the struggle. Simply put, we don't struggle just to struggle. We struggle to find victory over that struggle. Number two is that we would see a characteristic of God, that we would be revealed and the Lord would unleash this facet of His character that we would hold on to in our lives. For example, when walking through losing a loved one, we walk through grief. When I and my family have lost loved ones along the way, we have experienced and walked out grief. What we have learned about God in walking out grief is that God is close to the brokenhearted. It says in the scripture, but we've also experienced it in our lives. In my struggle with addiction of any kind, you see the Lord there as our helper, as our healer. For those who are sick in their body, we've seen the Lord as a healer. And so what we have discovered in the past years, what I have seen the Lord face to face and in my own life, is that in my struggle, there is victory for me. And then there is a part of God's character that He wants to reveal to me in it. So, just coming home and walking through that with the Holy Spirit, it put a new perspective on struggling. Now, if I usually would get frustrated with my struggle, but now I see the point of the struggle. The reason that I struggle is for me to find victory over it, so that other people can find victory over it, so that God can be glorified and we would understand another part of His character. Your struggle is not just for you, it's for other people too. So don't dismiss the struggle. Remember that there is victory for you in the struggle. The reason that you're struggling is to find victory over it and to see God in it, so you can tell other people about the struggle that you went through and the goodness of God that He revealed to you. This is why we struggle. This new perspective that I have on struggling helps me not to become as frustrated as I have been in the past with myself or with situations that surround me, because I know that the Lord is fighting for me. There is victory for me, and I'm going to tell other people about His goodness. So struggle well, struggle with victory in mind, and learn about the Lord's character that He is willing to reveal to you. There are good things in the struggle. Don't miss it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Victory in the Struggle and understanding and having a new perspective about why we struggle and what we are to learn in the struggle and who God is in the struggle. We don't struggle just to struggle. We struggle for victory. We struggle from victory. We struggle to understand God's goodness, and we struggle so other people can know His goodness as well. I love you guys so, so much. And I'll see y'all in the next episode. Let's go.